All right, everybody, welcome back to Tech Gumbo. I am Haggai Davis III, co-hosting with Haggai Davis II, and we'd like to welcome you to our show. Tech Gumbo is a conversation about the past, present, and future of all things technology that we like to keep topical, interesting, and digestible. We also like to thank our sponsor, Cardinal Capital, because they connect businesses to capital. It doesn't matter what business you're in, Cardinal Capital has the resources all across the United States that are willing to help fund organizations of any sizes, life cycles, categories, or locations. Cardinal Capital works with you to craft the best commercial finance package for your business goals to achieve your needs. Whenever you are looking to refinance current debt because of the government programs, favorable interest rates, or finance new equipment, if you want to acquire another business, whatever you're trying to do, Cardinal Capital has the resources to make it happen. When banks cannot do a loan, they seek out Cardinal Capital to help. The Cardinal Capital guys are easy to work with and fun to be around. Contact them today at 225-308-3700 or send them an email, info@cardinalcap.net. They'll be happy to help you with your commercial finance needs.
Each week here on Tech Gumbo, we take a listener's question about a topic via text 225-255-0431, and we use that as our question of the week. The question of the week this week is, what would happen if social media went away?
Yeah, this is kind of inspired a little bit about the Facebook blackout a couple weeks ago, kind of just inspired by how much we've been wishing Facebook would go away recently. But yeah, we thought it'd be interesting to just dive into this question a little bit more. This is a pretty good one here.
So when you think about the impact of social media on the planet, social media right now is barely old enough to have been able to vote. MySpace started in 2003, so roughly 18 years ago.
Yeah.
And we have allowed social media to change the entire planet.
Oh, all of our interactions, so much of society and so many different facets of society have been dramatically re-altered, warped, shaped, bent around to incorporate social media at the demands of social media, at the whims of social media. It truly is incredible how much this concept has influenced how we exist.
When you consider half of the planet, half the people on Earth use social media, if not more, half the people on Earth use Facebook alone.
Oh yeah, whenever you start to throw in the billion people in China, yeah, you're starting to get easy 80%, 90%.
So then the question becomes, social media goes away tomorrow. Or January 1, 2021, there is no more social media. For whatever reason, something happened and it's all no longer available. The first thing that I want to know is, what happens to all that data?
Yeah, that's a great question, because the giants like the Facebooks, like the YouTubes, Instagrams, whatever, they've been building very, very detailed profiles on all of us for a long time. And so if Facebook says, all right, we've made enough money, we're going home, but we still have all of our data centers, we just won't put up the site anymore. They still have all of those profiles, all of like my likes, my dislikes, what gets me to buy something, what makes me not want to buy something. They could just keep selling that if they wanted to and make so much money on that alone.
It just really is frightening. And even if they weren't selling it, what happens if they just opened it up for public records? Anybody could come now and grab my profile and your profile and or just any profile of the, you know, anybody on Earth, basically. That's a scary question, that with or without social media going away, all of that information being out there.
This is something that we saw back in 2016 with Cambridge Analytica. Facebook just turned over large troves of political data to them, and they were able to micro-target people with ads down to the neighborhood you lived in. they could say, oh, we know that people who live in 70820 would specifically respond to this ad, you know, on a national level, because we know that people who live in 70820 are more likely to have these specific set of beliefs. And so they were able to really influence a lot of different people's minds in a hyper-specific way. And that was with Facebook knowledge. Imagine what people could do if you just truly open the doors and let anybody and everybody in.
But then when you start going through some of the different things that would happen if social media did disappear, how much it would change the way our lives have evolved in the past 18 years. We would not be able to find people as readily and easily and know as much about people as we can today.
Yeah, the amount of connection that is available now is staggering. You know, that at a drop of a hat, you can find somebody who you went to high school with. You know, it's, oh, you know, whatever happened to that person? Well, let me go put them into Facebook and see, oh, here they are. They moved to Houston and got a job in film production. How exciting.
I want to go make a sales call on this business. Who's over there? I'm going to go LinkedIn and go see who's works there and, you know, and find out everything I can about them in LinkedIn. Oh, by the way, yeah, that's right. LinkedIn is a social media platform. And so when you start removing all of that, it's going to be so much harder to find out information about people and businesses. But then you start looking at some of the other things like, well, we don't, number one, compare ourselves to as many people as we do now. We don't have the Instagram with the photos where teenage girls are, it's toxic kind of thing because they're body shaming and all of those types of things.
I think that it's, this comparison has been bad for everybody. That obviously, you know, they stand out as a particular group, but I think everyone suffers whenever you have this over comparison. That whenever we were talking about this ahead of time, you know, the only people who you could compare yourself to were people who are directly in your life, basically. Whereas now, anybody who I was friends with at any point in time in the past 15 years, I'm still connected with them in some sort of social media, and it's, you see their highlights. You see, oh, you know, they posted one picture in the past 3 months, and look, they're smiling in it. They look happy. They must be a happy person. And that form of comparison is just bad for everyone.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's some friends that I graduated from high school with in 1980. They're in Morocco. How cool that must be. Boy, I wish I was there. Or here's some friends on the Great Wall of China. Wow. I would like to have been able to do that. That goes away. And so unless you're still friends with them and you're sitting in their house and their slide deck is going around posting pictures up on the wall at a parties, boring people to tears, now we're actually back to having conversations with people who are in our immediate circles.
Yeah. The next point, people would have to do something else on their phones when they drive. This is an interesting one. It's been very difficult to actually pin down how many crashes are related to people being on their phones. You know, most adults say that they do use their phone in some capacity while they drive, but the exact extent to which crashes have gone up because of it, it is very difficult to quantify. But yeah, you know, you just have to think that if you can't sit there and watch social media or just browse it, that temptation goes down at least.
And then you'd have to find dates the old-fashioned way. You wouldn't be able to swipe right or swipe left or whatever. I've never fortunately had the opportunity to do any of that, so I don't know which way is the right way or left way, and I don't want to know.
Yeah, you'd have to meet them at parties or something like that, something old-fashioned.
Yeah, and then you get into things like kids are going to have to learn differently. We find so much information and learn so much on social media now. We've reprogrammed the kids' brains the way they learn now.
Oh, I think this is true for me as well. A lot of time that I spend on Reddit or on YouTube is digesting informational content. It's something about, oh, you know, I'm learning about film analysis. Someone's taking my favorite show and just talking about themes in my favorite show. And it's like, oh, this is really interesting. Or, you know, I'm reading a post wherever someone's talking about what was fashion like in the 1400s, and here are their sources. And it's just like a bunch of small things that are just here and there that you'd have to go back to reading encyclopedias or reading traditional books. And it's just, we have a different format to absorb information from now.
But then the next thing to look at is that we would not be as overexposed as we are right now as well, though. Sheer amount of images that we see, just images alone, much less all the content of all the celebrities and all the sports heroes and the politicians and the people who want to be politicians and the political this way and the political that ways and the people screaming at each other on social media because they disagree on a particular issue, that would go away. You would have to start having these conversations at parties again.
The Bo Burnham in his latest special called Inside had a fantastic song titled Welcome to the Internet. And he really digs into this issue a lot. And one of the things he points out is not just that there's so much that we're exposed to, but it's a juxtaposition of different things near each other. And it's things which are very different. And that like lurching from topic to topic to topic is just not something that like we are used to as a person. And so that's just jumping from, oh, you know, here's a recipe, here is a 9/11 truther, here is pictures of cats, here is, you know, someone screaming about something political. And it's like a lot. It's tough.
There's a lot of things in our lives that would look differently. The clothes we wear, how our houses are designed, what the interior of this room looks like versus, you know, oh, I like this pillow and I want it on that sofa, as opposed to having to go out and hire an interior designer to come to your house and put together ideas for you.
Yeah, I think that what social media has done is that it has decentralized expertise. And that if you wanted to design a home, you had to go buy the Southern Living magazine and flip through. There was only a small number of people who were able to produce that magazine. And so their ideas really kind of shaped the whole industry. Whereas now you can follow 15 different people on Instagram and each one of them has different ideas and different influences. And it's not just this one pipeline anymore. It's now a whole bunch of different people. And in some ways that's good, but it's, you nationalize everything. You have much less of this like local culture because now you can, instead of just hearing, oh, you know, this is what my neighbor's doing, this is what Baton Rouge is doing, it's, oh, I'm looking at someone in Chicago and someone in Boulder, Colorado, and someone in New York City and Miami. And so you have much more like heterogeneity across the board.
You know, another thing that would if social media were to go away, social media influencers would go away and people would have to get real jobs.
I think the extent to which social media influencers actually exist is overstated. I think by definition, their presence is outsized. There's probably not that many people who actually do it to make money. There's probably a lot of people who try to do it, but even then, because of the way that social media works, they're overpresented to us. I think it's probably only a very small number of people who actually are social media influencers.
Probably so. And we would certainly waste a whole lot less time using time sucks like TikTok or the endless scroll on Twitter and Facebook. I mean, that would change.
I think also the impact on newspapers and magazines is really incredible. That's so many people consume their news through social media now, and the ways in which, oh, you know, that newspaper which gets printed once a day, by the time it comes out the next day, it's old news. It's no longer the headline. You probably saw it as it broke and you got the notification from three different apps. And so, and you've seen people talk about it and seen people give their different takes about it. And it's, That's just such a different way that we interact with news now.
You think about Time magazine printed once a week, or some of these business magazines that come out once a month that used to be cutting edge, as opposed to now you go to timemagazine.com and you see the stories they're posting on real time. So yeah, that makes a huge difference on them.
And it also plays back into that overexposure thing, that a lot of times the news that we see is nationalized. And so somewhere in the country, there's always someone being an idiot. And so it's very easy for national news to say, look, we found a person being an idiot somewhere in like a remote part of the country. You should be angry about them.
Usually Florida, but that's okay.
Right. Yeah. Everyone has their, oh, you know, it's someone in California, some crazy liberal has thought up this cockamamie idea. We should hate them.
Right.
Well, you know, 20 years ago, it was much harder to go find that person. And they probably still existed, but just they had no way. I had no way to like know about their existence. And so I didn't care.
Do you think we would be happier as a society?
That is such an interesting question, and I think it's virtually impossible to give one answer to that question, because the number of things which influence happiness, it's so complicated, and then you have like the secondary effects of, well, Facebook is probably having a really negative effect on our democracy, and the downfalls of social institutions do make me feel sad, but like, is that something that gets fixed by social media going away? Probably not. And so, I don't know. That's just, happiness is such a like broad concept that means different things to different people. And I don't think there's one answer you can give to that.
Do you think we would be less lonely, less dependent upon a screen, and actually be forced to go out and interact with people again?
I think loneliness is another fascinating topic. That it, in some ways, it's that like comparison, I think, that you're always being reminded that there are people doing things, and that whenever that just doesn't sit in your head 24/7, you might say, oh, like, I bet my friends are doing something right now. But whenever you see that you're not there, it's a much more like
the fear of missing out.
Yeah.
And that didn't exist. Well, the fear of missing out always existed. But you know, even back when you were in high school in the 70s and you didn't get invited to a party, well, you didn't find out about the party until Monday, you know, kind of thing, when you were back in school. Now you see people posting pictures at the party as it's happening, and you're like, oh, wow, I guess I could have been there, you know, wasn't there.
Yeah, and that's even if you find out about the party on Monday, if it was maybe only a small number of people, maybe you just never find out about it, and you never know that you missed that opportunity.
But with social media, it's right there in your face all the time. So that's, and then our spending habits. The whole idea of seeing things on social media, oh, well, there's an ad for something popping up on my Facebook feed. I want that. I'm going to buy it right now. Click.
I don't know that I would spend less money. I would spend money differently. And so the question is, am I spending money better because of social media? Is my money being spent on things that I'm more likely to want? Is it things that are more relevant to me? I mean, the ads are probably better targeted, but do I need the things that are being shown in ads? I don't know.
It's a fascinating conversation to have that, and we spent the whole segment here talking about it, and because it's a great conversation of what would happen if the world changed back to 2002.
Yeah, and I think obviously it's not going to. Social media as a concept is just too ingrained in everything. I think part of how we can use this conversation to benefit ourselves is to think about, what were things like before? What are some of the things that we lost? And like, how can we recapture some of that was missing now? Obviously, social media has brought a lot of good things into our life. And so it's important to like be aware of both the good that we have now and the good that we lost. And what can we do to like bring the two back together so that we can exist with the best of both worlds.
I agree. And we want to thank General Informatics for sponsoring our show. General Informatics is an information technology firm with a mission to make our clients even more successful through the best use of technology. From the beginning, we have maintained our commitment to meeting the growing needs of our clients through continuous innovation. With over 20 years of experience and a team of 120-plus employees, including technicians, engineers, programmers, and designers, GI has evolved to become the leading IT partner of businesses, schools, and government agencies. Our managed services teams can run your digital infrastructure or support your team on an on-demand basis, letting you focus on your business's strengths. This has become a proven formula, so proven that 98% of our clients continue to do business with us year after year. The true testament to GI's success, however, has been the strategic support of our clients' growth. Whether you need IT services, new technology, or you just have a question, visit us on the web at geninf.com. And if you enjoyed our show today, we're here on Talk 107.3 FM every Saturday at 4, and the show will rerun Sunday at 4. If you missed any part of the show or would like to hear any of the previous episodes, check out our podcast available on most every platform, including Amazon Music, TuneIn, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, Overcast, Player FM, Podchaser, and more. And when you're there, be sure to subscribe so you'll be notified every time a new episode is posted. And if you like our show, or if you have some suggestions, let us know. Send us a text, 225-255-0431. And if we use your question as question of the week, we will mail you a Tech Gumbo mug for free. Thank you for listening to Tech Gumbo.